Supporters of the Health Secretary, Wes Streeting, say they expect him to challenge the Prime Minister for the Labour leadership in the coming hours. Last night, Sir Keir Starmer held a series of meetings with Labour MPs and ministers, warning that a leadership contest would plunge the government into chaos. 87 MPs have publicly called for Sir Keir to go, but they're not united behind a single candidate to replace him. Newsnight's political editor Nick Watt says it's unclear if Mr Streeting has enough support for a challenge.
Allies of Keir Starmer in the cabinet say they do not see how Wes Streeting gets the 81 signatures to stand in a contest. They're saying that they've identified 30 Labour MPs who've said he should go, who are Wes Streeting supporters. They said, we've gone over the numbers again and again and again. We do not see how Wes Streeting gets to 81.
US and Chinese delegations led by the country's presidents have been holding talks in Beijing. President Trump was greeted with a gun salute and military parade outside the Great Hall of the People before the meeting began. It's thought they're discussing trade, competition over technology, Taiwan and the Iran war. Before cameras left the hall, President Xi said the US and China should be partners, not rivals, while Mr. Trump said the relationship between the two leaders was fantastic.
You're a great leader. I say it to everybody. You're a great leader. Sometimes people don't like me saying it, but I say it anyway because it's true. I only say the truth. It's an honor to be with you. It's an honor to be your friend. And the relationship between China and the USA is going to be better than ever before.
The United Arab Emirates has denied that the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, paid a secret visit to the country during the US-Israeli war with Iran. Mr. Netanyahu's office had made the claim just hours earlier. Air passengers in Europe have been warned that flights will inevitably become more expensive because of the impact of the Iran war on the price of jet fuel. The head of the International Air Transport Association, Willie Walsh, said companies have been offering discounts in order to entice reluctant travellers, but that can't last forever.
There's just no way that the airlines can absorb the additional costs that they're experiencing. There may be instances where airlines will discount to stimulate some traffic flow, but over time, it's inevitable that the high price of oil will be reflected in higher ticket prices.
He also suggested there could be jet fuel shortages over the summer, but ruled out widespread cancellations of flights. The second semi-final of the Eurovision Song Contest takes place in Vienna this evening. The UK entry, Look Mum, No Computer, automatically qualifies for the final on Saturday. 15 other acts will compete for 10 places in the final.
Bonjour et bienvenue dans Rayonner dès le matin. Aujourd'hui, prenons un moment pour parler d'une chose que beaucoup ressentent, mais que peu osent dire, la fatigue intérieure. Il y a des fatigues que le sommeil ne répare pas, des silences que personne n'entend, des combats que l'on mène avec le sourire pendant que le cœur, lui, cherche un peu de repos. Parfois, nous continuons d'avancer simplement parce que nous pensons ne pas avoir le choix. Nous portons les responsabilités, les attentes, les blessures, et nous oublions de nous arrêter pour respirer. Mais écoutez ceci aujourd'hui. Vous avez le droit d'être fatigué. Vous avez le droit de ralentir. Vous avez le droit de ne pas être fort tout le temps. La vie ne vous demande pas d'être parfait. Elle vous demande simplement de continuer, doucement, sincèrement, un jour à la fois. Et même dans vos moments de doute, même dans les jours où vous vous sentez perdu, il y a encore une lumière en vous. Peut-être discrète, peut-être fragile, mais elle est là. Ne sous-estimez jamais votre capacité à renaître après les périodes difficiles. Les saisons changent, les douleurs passent, et les cœurs fatigués apprennent aussi à refleurir. Alors aujourd'hui, soyez doux avec vous-même. Parlez-vous avec compassion et rappelez-vous que parfois, survivre est déjà une victoire immense. Merci d'avoir partagé ce moment avec Rayonner dès le matin. Que cette journée vous apporte un peu de calme, un peu d'espoir et beaucoup de douceur envers vous-même.